You may have seen on the news recently there's been lots of talk about letting agents and landlords and changes to fees and changes to eviction notices. And all of this can be a bit confusing, perhaps, if you're new to the rental market or you've been in the rental market a long time and these things haven't really snuck up on you. You might be thinking things are about to change. So we thought we'd get someone who knows a thing or two about letting a property in to answer some questions about it. And I'm delighted to say Daniel Johnson from Belvoir Lettings is here in the studio with me. Thank you for coming in.
No worries at all, Tom.
So we're going to talk about this, which it was in the news a few weeks back about the government are looking at potentially banning no-fault evictions, which I'm sure have a much more technical, there's probably a governmental legislative term for this, Daniel, that you'll know better than I do.
That's, yeah, I mean, it's basically, it's known as a Section 21 notice or a no-fault eviction notice. And that's basically a way that a landlord can get possession of a property that they're renting out that it doesn't give a reason. It just gives a tenant 2 months' notice and the landlord can get possession back. And that can be for all sorts of different reasons. It can be for if the landlord wants it back to live in it, if the landlord wants it back to sell it or remove a relative into it. And it's a really useful notice to be able to serve to a tenant from a landlord's perspective.
I was going to say, because if I was a landlord, I'm not, by the way, but if I was a landlord, I would be thinking, right, this is great because, you know, say a lot of people will maybe rent their houses out because they've gone somewhere else for work.
Exactly.
Or they've gone to live abroad for a year or a couple of years or whatever. And then circumstances might change for them so they can change things quickly and get back into their house.
Exactly.
But from a tenant's point of view, I guess some tenants may be going, well, I've always got this slight worry that 2 months down the line, this eviction notice might come, which I imagine is where the government were coming from with thinking they might want to ban this.
Exactly that, yeah, yeah. I mean, at the moment, from a tenant's perspective, it does give them that insecurity that at any point, they sign for an initial fixed term period. After that, it can go then into a rolling contract. And it's at that point then that the landlord can serve a 2 months notice, Section 21, for possession back of the property. And that's what the government really are trying to get away with. You know, it gives the tenant the insecurity. The earliest that you can serve a Section 21 notice is 4 months and a day into the tenancy. And then after that, you can serve it at any point. So let's say you signed for a 6 month tenancy. A landlord can, after 4 months and one day, serve a Section 21 notice to end the tenancy pretty much at the end of the 6 months plus a day.
Sure. So that would mean at the end of that first 6 months, you've got to go somewhere else. You've got to find somewhere else to live,
yeah,
because the landlord wants the property back.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for people who have got stuck in a renting cycle, so there are lots of people who rent properties for a long period of time.
In fact,
one of my colleagues in the office has rented the same property for years and years and years. Very happy there. Great relationship with his landlord. That's really good. But for a lot of people who maybe can't afford to buy their own house or for whatever reason are keeping renting, that sort of thing could be worrying to them.
Yeah.
On the flip side, though, you're a landlord and the flexibility's there for you.
Well, it's there. The landlord has got the ability that if they need to, if their circumstances change, then they can gain possession back of that property. And in reality, the fact is that really landlords want long-term tenants because from a landlord's perspective, the longer the term tenant you can get, the better, because tenancy changeovers cost a landlord money in terms of void period, re-letting costs, maintenance, there's usually refurbishment costs with tenancy changeovers. So in reality, from a landlord's perspective, the longer the term tenant, the better. I think really what the government are trying to get at is to say if the landlord wants possession of the property, they're going to be able to do it, but they're going to have to give a reason as to why they're doing it. And then they've got to be able to justify that reason. So if they do want it back to sell it, they've got to say they want it back because they want to sell it. The beauty from a landlord's perspective of the Section 21 is because it doesn't have a reason, nobody can actually contest it. So as long as a landlord, you've got your paperwork in order and everything's hunky-dory, then you are going to get possession of the property. Whereas if you give a reason as to why you want possession, then that reason could be contested and there's a chance that that reason might not be valid and therefore possession might not be gained.
If you're listening to this and you're thinking, I want to rent a property, I am a landlord, I have a property to rent, I don't understand what's really going on with this, or I want to know more about this, or actually if you want to know more about the changes that have happened, the other thing you might have heard about is the changes with fees with letting agents, then Daniel, I'm sure you're more than willing to talk to people about this at more length, aren't you?
I certainly am, yeah, no problem at all.
I'm not suggesting down the pub or anything like that. I think maybe pop into the office. If people do want to come and find you, come and chat to you about this sort of stuff, where can they find you?
Yeah, the best place is to either give me a call at the office. The number is 01756 700 70 out to, visit the website, drop us an email, skipton@belvoirlettings.com, or drop in and see us. The office is in Skipton, just opposite B&M Bargains.
There you go. Nice and easy to spot. Daniel, thank you for coming in, and thanks for explaining those changes.